Alléluia, alléluia.
Alléluia, alléluia.
Soko goroko otambule obuze ku muganda wo.
You first stand up, move around, greet your brethren.
Baki kigambo kya magezi kyomuwa.
Have a word of wisdom you give them.
Amagezi agali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
The wisdom in the word of God.
Era nga bayogera mu Yeremiya esula ey'omunaana.
And as you speak in Jeremiah chapter 8.
Olw'omunaana paka olw'omwenda.
Verse 8 up to 9.
Nti obanga baganye ekigambo kyange,
that if they have rejected my words,
obanga baganye ekigambo kya Katonda,
if they have rejected the word of God,
magezi ki agali mu bo,
what wisdom is within them,
kali bw'oba kugaba ekigambo ekya magezi,
now if you are to give the word of wisdom,
kibeere ekigambo kya Katonda,
let it be the word of God,
bibeere ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu,
let them be the holy scriptures,
kuba byokka bye birina okulungamya okutuufu,
for them alone have the rightful inspiration,
okuyigiriza okutuufu,
the rightful doctrine,
okunenya okutuufu,
the rightful liberal,
okulongoosa okutuufu,
the rightful correction,
n'okulagirira okuli mu butuukirivu,
and the instruction in righteousness,
muntu wa Katonda,
that a man of God,
abeere nga atuukiridde,
will be thoroughly furnished,
olwa buli mulimu omulungi,
perfected for every good work,
nga bw'ayogera mu Temesa ekyokubiri,
as you speak in 2 Timothy,
esula ey'okusatu,
chapter 3,
olw'ekkumi n'ettaano,
verse 15,
paka 10 na 7
up to 17
agamba nti era okuva mu buto amanyange ebyawandiikibwa
from childhood you knew the scriptures
ebiyinza okugeziwaza
which could make you wise
ebireeta ekigambo ekyamagezi
them are what bring word of wisdom
nebigeziwaza
and they make you wise
nebikuyingiza mu bulokozi obuli mu Kristo Yesu
they enter you in salvation that in Christ Jesus
olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga lugamba
verse 16 says
kyera ebyandikwa byonna birina okulungamya kwa Katonda
that all scriptures have the inspiration of God
ezanti bw'onaaba onaalungamya ng'okwagala kwa Katonda bwe kuli oyina kukwata byawandiikibwa nti era bigasolwa okuyigiriza kale bw'oba waakuyigiriza ng'olina ky'owa ekigambo eky'amagezi ekiyigiriza kirina kuva mu kigambo kya Katonda wabawo okunenya kwonna kubanga onenya muganda wo ng'andudde okukulaba lwaki tokuŋŋaana ng'omuwaawo ebyawandiikibwa ebimunenya bw'oyagala oera okumulongoosa kale oleeta ebyandiikibwa ebirongoosa era bw'oyagala omulagira ekintu kyonna
eky'obutuukirivuobutuukirivu
bwa Katonda era oyite mu byawandiikibwa omuwa okukkiriza okuva mu kweya n'okula ekigambo kya Katonda era bw'anakkiriza aweebwa
obutuukirivu
bw'ateeka mu nkola bw'oyagala atuukirire ddala olwa buli mulimu omulungi oleete ekigambo eky'amagezi ekyawandiikibwa ate oleete ekigambo eky'okutegeera ogatteko ebyandiikibwa ebirala bingi era oleete okuteesa kwa Katonda eri omuntu
oyo
ng'ebirowoozo ebiri mu byandiikibwa bwe biri era ogatteko amaanyi agali mu kigambo ogambye waliwo omwoyo mutukuvu ne bamalayika
bajja
kuba bakufuula ow'eddembe eddala omuwa omusana ogw'okumanya oguli mu kigambo kya Katonda
that in the word of God
nga guleeta okwolesebwa n'okubikkulirwa
brings the vision and revelation
era omuwa okutya Mukama
and give them fear of God
okukyawa ekibi
to hate evil
okuyamba abangi okuva mu kibi
to help many depart from evil
era ng'okwata ebiragiro bya Katonda
as you keep the commandments of God
weewaawo
thus
ng'oleeta okugulumiza Katonda
you bring the glorification of
God okuyita mu mwoyo wa Mukama
through the spirit of the Lord yes
mubuulizeeko ddala
you greet them
nga bw'omutegeeza nti
as you tell them that
kubeera era kitaffe waali
till the father is around
era ne Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo
till our Lord Jesus Christ
nga bayita mu mubaka omwoyo omutukuvu
and they pass through the message of the Holy Spirit
eyabajjira mu kifo kyabwe
he came on their behalf yes
oyo nno
him
Yokaana 16
in John 16
12:15
verse 12 to 15
atuula ku bya kitaffe
gets from things of the father
kubanga ebya kitaffe bya Yesu
what is of the father is of Jesus
n'atubikkulira olwo nno
he reveals to us
kale nno waali wano
right right now his presence,
moyo wa mazima,
the spirit of truth,
kwongera okwolesa ekitiibwa kya kitaffe,
move on, display the glory of the
kitaffe
Father,
omuguru,
the Father of heaven,
wamu n'ekigambo Yesu,
together with the word Jesus,
yatufiirira,
died for us,
yes, enkumi z'abamalayika,
the thousands of angels,
nazo munange,
them too,
zaayise naye omwoyo wa mazima,
first with him the spirit of truth,
manyi mu Zaburi 10:3,
you know in Psalms 104 verse 40,
atuma moyo gwe n'ebitondebwa,
send the spirit they are created,
n'okuzza obuggya bwakola.
Even renewing it does the same.
Bwatuma omwoyo mutukuvu.
When he sends the Holy Spirit.
Tugenda olina Bibulani Yesu lesi wa 10:14.
We hear Hebrews 1:14.
Ngagamba ne bamaleka nabo gye mire ekitumibwa.
Angels to their spirits send.
Okuweereza abagenda sikira obulokozi.
Minister to those to inherit salvation.
Kitegeeza nti omwoyo tatumibwa yekka.
Means the spirit is not sent alone.
Ne bamaleka nabo batumibwa.
Even angels they
nabo mire ekitumibwa obamu n'omwoyo mutukuvu.
To our spirits sent together with the Holy Spirit.
Bwulira nti omwoyo mutukuvu wali.
When you hear the spirit is around.
Omanya ne bamaleka.
You know, also the angels are around. Yes.
For
in Psalms 104:40 he said,
he
said the spirit that created,
he
renewed the face of the earth.
It's
1:14-14. Even angels are spirits. Them to go minister to those to inherit salvation.
But
we know when the Holy Spirit arrives, even the angels are right here. Tell him well and explain them. I see people, they are not doing anything. Yes. Another they explain to them, they don't hear very well. They don't mind them, they say, I know
those.
The person of knowledge, they enjoy to listen to one knowledge. And when they recap the knowledge they know,
agamba we wow,
they
we wow, and
they said
what
is it, they rejoice as they approve. Yes.
So tanyiga na dokwatirwa obujja,
they don't get angered, neither get jealous,
wado kugamba nti ebyombi manyi,
even to say those I know. Yes. Okay, slowly we come back in our seats. You come back in your seat that we can move on.
Abanji bagamba.
Many people say, but apostle who planted him that he may establish the full knowledge of God international ministries, that may spearhead campaign and do revival and restoration of all things.
The world,
God is worldwide call.
Based
in Africa, Uganda. Yes. Who planted him? You know, there are some of the challenges you find.
That,
yes, he speaks truth, but who planted him? Yes.
What is yongere kumsana gwebyo?
You know, today at least I want to add on light of those.
Tuli mukasera akokongera kutesa kone Katonda.
In the moment of moving reason with God.
You
said you promised to come down here, we reason together.
And I said the meeting is
the first meeting of the women has been finished. Tomorrow, it's going to be a meeting of people in families of full knowledge. At the 9th hour, you'll be here. If you know you're in the family of knowledge, at the 9th hour tomorrow we have a meeting.
Hallelujah.
Have where to put them and at the same time move, be enlightened.
Hallelujah.
But who planted that apostle? Who planted Apostle Ronald Hope Witness? Then he may plant the ministry of full knowledge of God in the national ministries.
Bulioke bukulembere mu campaign.
That it may spearhead campaign.
Eyokola okuddizibwa obujja.
Of doing revival.
N'okuzza obujja okw'ebintu byonna.
And restoration of all things.
Okuyitibwa kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna.
God is worldwide call.
Kusinira mu Africa, Uganda.
Based in Africa, Uganda.
Kubanga.
Because.
Wadde kale munnyonnyodde byayogeraga ye mazima.
So you have explained what he speaks is the truth.
Naye ani amusimba.
But who planted him? Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oruwe bintu bisatu byenjagala tuwawulire ddala.
There are three things I want us to separate.
Ate n'okubyawulira abali mu nsi.
And to separate and differentiate them from people of the world.
Eri bannaffe abatubuuza.
Or to the people who ask us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Waliwo kye bayita recommender.
What we call a recommender. Yes.
Who's
a recommender in Uganda? Akusemba.
Akusemba.
A recommender. Yes.
Tugenda kumanya koyo.
We are going to know of that one.
Eyansemba.
He who recommended me.
Okuva mu baana b'abantu.
Right from children of men.
Okuteekawo. Obuweereza funo gy'obugwa international ministries.
Put in place full knowledge of God international ministries.
Ali tugenda kumanya.
Again we are going to know.
Kutata wange mu mwoyo.
About my spiritual father.
Ali tumanye.
And then we shall know.
Ni tata wange mu njiri.
Even my father in the gospel.
Oba mu Kristo Yesu.
Or in Christ Jesus.
Gambo biri bisatu byetaaga kuwawulira
ddala. There are three words we need to differentiate them.
Aba basatu abo be basimba omuntu.
Those three are ones who plant someone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oberene bakubuza.
When they ask you.
Naye ani yasima mutume Ronald Hope Witness.
But who planted Apostle Ronald Hope Witness?
Aliokate ko bweleza bafuno of God international ministries.
That he may plant the full knowledge of God international ministries.
Bulioke bukulembere mu campaign.
Then it may spearhead campaign.
Eyokoro okuddizibwa obujja.
Of doing revival.
N'okuzza obujja okw'ebintu byonna.
And restoration of all things.
Okuyitibwa kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna.
God is worldwide call.
Kusinira mu Africa, Uganda.
Basing in Africa, Uganda.
Kubanga mtu nyonyode byo bitufu.
Because we've explained to our things they are.
Naye ani yamusimba.
But who planted him? Yes.
Ebintu bisatu byokwawulira ensi.
There are three things differentiate for the world.
Ebintu bisatu byenjagala oyawule.
The three things I want to differentiate.
Tubyawulire n'ensi.
And we differentiate them for the world.
Eri abatubuuza.
Unto those who ask us.
Ekisooka.
The first.
Oyo eyandi commending.
The one who recommended me.
Kugambe yani?
Eyakusemba.
Eyansemba.
The one who recommended me.
Okuva mu baana b'abantu.
Right from the children of men.
Okutandika obuweereza funo gy'obugwa international ministries.
To begin the full knowledge of God international ministries.
Ekyokubiri.
The second.
Taata wange mu mwoyo.
My spiritual father. Yes.
Taata wange muki?
My spiritual father.
Ekyokusatu.
The third.
Taata wange mu njiri.
My father in the gospel.
Oba mu Kristo Yesu kama wafe.
In Christ Jesus our master. Yes.
Bintu bibiri bisatu.
Those are three things.
Aba basatu wabo.
Those three.
Be basobola okusimba n'otandikawo obuweereza bonna mu nsi.
They are ones who can plant you and you begin in a ministry in the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Eyansemba.
The one who recommended me.
Okuva mu baana b'abantu.
Right from the children of men. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Manyi eri tebatera kubyawula.
You know, out there they don't differentiate this.
Oyinza okubawo eyakusemba.
They may be one who recommended you.
Naye nga ate si ekitaawo mu mwoyo.
But he is not your spiritual father.
Ate nga si ekitaawo mu njiri.
Still is not your father in the gospel.
Naye nga bwe yawulira.
But when he heard.
Ebyenjiri eyo.
Of that gospel.
Nagamba.
And he said.
Nange ntaddeko omukono
nsikiriza. Me too. I endorse. I recommend you for this. Yes.
Waliwo eyawulira ye nagamba kyekyo.
This one who heard and they approved. That is it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So tulina ayitibwa Musumba Joseph Nsanga.
So we have. A servant of God called Pastor Joseph.
Tulina omuweereza wa Katonda aitwa Musumba Joseph Nsanga.
We have a servant of God called Pastor Joseph Nsanga.
Where is the ambassadors of Christ Ministries?
He's in the ambassador of Christ Ministries. It's found around Nalukolongo Natete.
Oyo.
That one. Is one who recommended me. Even the letter of recommendation is around. We have it. We've spent with it a couple of years. I met him there 2010. When I was with Pastor David, he's also here. He recommended us in the year 2012. After I had explained of him of things of this gospel.
So we bakubuza.
Now when they ask you,
Aniya Musimba,
who recommended him?
Aniya Musimba,
who planted him? Yes. You said the other one has three attributes.
Aniya Musimba.
He has one who recommended him.
Mwereza wa Katonda.
The servant of God.
Musumba Joseph Nsanga.
Pastor Joseph Nsanga.
Where is the ambassador of Christ Ministries?
It's from the ambassador of Christ Ministries.
Musingani wa Nalukolongo Natete.
It's found at Nalukolongo Natete.
Twa musinga na Musumba Daudi.
We met him with Pastor David.
Mwaka gwa 2010.
In the year 2010.
Ne tuweereza era ne mbulira enjiri.
And we ministered, I preached the gospel there.
Najima,
and he was pleased of it. And he decided to recommend us in the year 2012. He also gave letter of recommendation to begin the ministry that God has sent us for.
So
now we did just come from out there. No. A person who recommends you. You explain to him what God has told you. When they get revealed of it and understand it, they can recommend you. And they have indeed understood you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As you see the Apostle Paul,
when
he got to understand much,
Philemon.
And he recommended him. Yes. Wrote him this letter of Philemon. And it's recommending him. That I understand him well. I know him. Even what he preaches, I know them. Let us read you here.
Philemon, chapter 1,
verse 1.
Paulo, omusibe wa Kristo Yesu, ne Timoseo owooluganda, eri Filemoni omwagalwa era mukozi munnaffe.
Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved, and fellow laborer. Yes. This, we've written it for him. Command him, we know him is a fellow servant. Now when they ask you, you must know these things. For those who want to throw your faith, even though they say whatever you explained that Apostle Ronald Hope preached there of truth, they will ask you, who is his spiritual father? At times they don't know. Our spiritual father is God and read the scriptures. And they say, who planted him? If you speak of one who planted him,
there
are three kinds of people. The first is the one who recommended him. The second is his spiritual father. The third is his father in the gospel. Yes. Now we've begun with one who recommended me. That's why we read Philemon chapter 1. Let's read verse 2.
Philemon,
Philemon, verse 2.
Ne Apophia, Owooluganda, ne Arukipo, mulwanyi munnaffe, ne Kanisa, eri mu nnyumba yo.
unto our beloved Aphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, unto the church in your watch house. Yes. They were together. If you want to know those, you go to that pastor. Even those who are around, they know us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it means we have one who recommended us. And
here
Apostle Paul said, he wrote this recommendation with his own hand writing. Yes.
Philemon, esura esoka no nyo lokusatu.
Philemon chapter 1 verse 3.
Ekisa n'emirembe ebiveri Katonda Kitaffe ne Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo biberenga gye muli.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Olinyo lokuna.
Verse 4.
Nebaza Katonda wange ennaku zonna nga nkwogerako mu kusaba kwange.
I thank my God making mention of you always in my prayers. Verse
5.
Hearing of your love and faith, which you have towards the Lord Jesus and toward all the holy ones.
He had
the love and the ministration he had, but not to take much time.
Katugende kulunyeri.
Let's move to verse 12.
Philemon, chapter 1, verse 12.
Philemon, chapter 1, verse 12.
Gwe komyawo joli yenyini, ye gwe moyo gwange.
Whom I have sent again, you therefore receive him. That is my own heart.
He commended,
he said, that one we know each other.
Just as my heart is,
I feel what he speaks is the real truth. That is the person who recommends you. He's gotten revealed what you preach. He's connected with your heart. Let's read verse 14.
Philemon, n'olunyiriri olw'13.
Philemon, verse 13.
Nze gwe mbadde njagala okubeera naye gye ndi, alyoke amperezenga mu kifo kyo mu busibe bw'enjiri.
Whom I would have retained with me, that in your stead he might have ministered unto me in bonds of the gospel.
Olunyiriri 14.
Verse 14.
Naye sayagala kukola kigambo nga toteesezza obulungi bw'obuleme okubeera mu kuwalirizibwa.
But without your consent, would I do nothing that your benefit should not be as it were of necessity, but willingly? Verse
15.
For perhaps he therefore departed for a season that you should receive him forever. Verse 16.
Tingatachali muddu nate na yokusinga omuddu owoluganda omwagalwa okusinga ennyo jendi na yokusingira ddala eriggo mu mubiri era ne mu Mukama waffe.
Not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto you both in the flesh and in the Lord.
Olinyore 17.
Verse 17.
Kale obanga ndowooza nze okubeera muno ti Kalobanga ndowooza nze okubeera muno. Musembeze oyo.
If you count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself.
He,
yes.
Awandika waba jiwandika gundi commendation.
When they are writing a recommendation letter,
oli awandika.
The person writing.
Abera yesigibwa.
He is person who is trusted.
Era awandika nga
agamba. And he writes saying, on my behalf,
mukirize omuntu oyo kuba mmaze okukebera kyali.
Accept that person, for I've already searched and known who he is.
Kale ebiseera ebisinga babaayo abantu babaayo.
Many people, there are people arise.
Ne bagamba,
and they say no.
Batonyawo butonya.
Those people just came in place.
Barabika burabisi.
They just appeared from nowhere.
Ibali iko je bava.
They don't have any origin.
Bale irabika kaloti.
Perhaps it's a cult. But you've not yet entered the house. How sure are you there is no bed? And if you
see
people, they have no beddings, they sleep on the floor.
era temulina ntebe tebalinawo batuula wakomye eri ku
gate olaba
bw'oyonoona erinnya ly'abanno ne bakusibisa
You spoil the name of those people and they arrest you.
But
they are our leaders on this village. They came out of the blue. They registered the company. They came like to register the company here.
And they
saw there are 14. And now there are many. We have a chairman in
charge of
us. He too recommended us. He wrote as we come begin here.
Even the police came out, we wrote to them, maybe you are of yesterday.
Now we can even arrest you for that. Speaking on us things you don't understand. Do they register a company at the LC chairman's office? Or you don't understand a company? Don't you see there? And you move to another zone, intervene in affairs of another zone. Do you see that stubbornness? But we usually forgive. If you accept our forgiveness.
Amen.
Let's repeat verse 17.
Philemon,
chapter
7,
verse 17.
Kalobanga ndowozanze okubera. Kalobanga ndowozanze okubera munno.
If you count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. Verse
18.
If he has wronged you or owes you anything, put that on my account. The person who recommends you.
In a mistake, they seek for that person.
They look the person recommended.
Done this and this wrongs
on us.
But
they don't know that we do not just come like that. We have a recommender.
Yeah,
the one who recommended us. And we have the spiritual father.
Still
we have the father in the gospel. Are we together?
Hallelujah.
And if there are things we faulted, they were first to look for one who recommended us. Because when you fight the ministry, him too you fight him. And if you claim not to know us, he will come out and say, I know them. And they have my recommendation.
But
all those, how will you avoid them? Including the certificate from government.
Ministry of Internal Affairs. Minister,
it's not you, the villagers, who elect a minister.
This
ministry is registered in government.
Under Ministry of Internal Affairs.
Villagers,
minister.
It is not you, elect president. The minister, it is the president. You may end up fighting with the president. You know, the local council chairman, they usually don't know these laws. They are ignorant of the laws.
Now they find they have done things which are not right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's read
verse 8.
Philemon,
verse 19.
Ze Paulo mpandise n'omukono gwange. Ze ndisasula. Nemoku kugamba nga nkubanja. Era nawe wekkanate.
I, Paul, have written it with my own hand. I will repay it. Nevertheless, I do not say to you how you owe me. Even your own self decides.
The
recommendation is written by hand, writing, not type. That we have it written with the pen. Of pen.
Headed paper with
the ministry and that pastor. Now you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So tulina recommender.
So we have a recommender.
Oba nina eyansimba.
Oh, I have one who recommended me.
Aina basumba banje mabega we.
Has many pastors behind me. Him.
Aina banje abamumanyi.
Has many who know him.
Gwata naba kunyonyoka nze naje nyonyoko je bantegera.
You is not yet gotten explained me. I have places they understand me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kati what we have been doing to abantu abamu.
Now there are some things we just forgive some people. And what they do not understand them.
Umuntu oyo akulikomendinga.
That person who recommends you. Oyinza
okuba omunyonyodde enjiri n'agitegeera mu Kristo.
You may have explained him that gospel and he understands it in Christ.
Ate waliwo abalala.
And there are others.
Bonga Katonda abasisinkana.
And them God meets them. This person passed them through this and this issue. Him God at times he meets recommenders and he speaks with them. As you see, Ananias, who was explained by God how God had called the Apostle Paul. And he told him, go and pray for him like this to do the work I've called him. Now those things, many in the church, they never know them. And many of the leaders who fight the others, they don't search of these issues.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read in Acts, we see.
Ebikolo by'abatume esura ey'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Acts chapter 9 verse 10.
Nti yaliyo omuyigirizwa mu Damasiko erinnya lye Ananiya. Mukama waffe n'amugamba mukolesebwa nti Ananiya. N'amugamba nti laba nze nzuuno mukama wange.
And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. Yes.
Ono muyigirizwa yaliyo.
This disciple was there.
Anani mukama namushinga namukulisiwa namuyita.
Met him in a vision, he called him.
Naina aitaba.
It we answered.
Namunyonyole ebigambo ebikwatagana ku ngeri gyayise mutume Paul.
Explained him what's concerned the way he's called the Apostle Paul.
Niwangu badenga mutume Paul.
Even though Apostle Paul.
Yali mufarisayo mu bafarisayo.
He was a Pharisee among Pharisees.
Era yali ayiganyiza ku kanisa.
He had persecuted the church before.
Nikatonda yaleta n'agamba nani amuteeka ko recommendation.
But God told Ananias to recommend
kubanga muyisi.
For I have called him.
Ebikolo by'abatume esura y'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Acts chapter 9 verse 11.
Mukama waffe n'amugamba nti golokoka ogende mu kkubo eriyitibwa eggolokofu obuulirize mu nnyumba ya Yuda omuntu erinnya lye Sawulo ow'e Taluso kubanga laba asaba.
And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prays. Yes.
He
say, go in this house. Find in there this person.
Write there
many things he told
him.
And Lord, I heard he persecutes the church.
There are
many things he spoke there.
Him of
our Lord answered and told him. Let's read
verse
15.
Ebikolo by'abatume esura y'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'15.
Acts chapter 9 verse 15.
Naye Mukama waffe n'amugamba nti genda kubanga ekyo ekibi ekironde gyendi okutwalanga erinnya lyange mu maaso g'amawanga ne bakabaka n'abaana ba Isirayiri.
But the Lord said unto him, go your way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel.
Ebikolo by'abatume esura y'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'16.
Acts chapter 9 verse 16.
Kubanga ndi mulaga ebigambo bwebiri ebingi nti ebimugwanidde okubonyaabonyezebwa olw'erinnya lyange.
For I will show him what great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
17.
Verse 17.
Ananiya n'agenda n'ayingira mu nnyumba bwe yamusaako emikono n'ayogera nti, owooluganda Sawulo, Mukama waffe antumye Yesu eyakulabikira mu kkubo liwafulumamu ozibule ojjuzibwe omwoyo omutukuvu.
And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord even Jesus that appeared unto you in the way as you came has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amangu ago ku maaso ge ne kubanga okuvuddeko amagamba n'azibula n'ayimirira n'abatizibwa.
And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received the sight and arose and was baptized. Yes.
Mukama waffe yennyonnyolera omuyigirizwa ono Ananias.
Our Lord explained to this disciple Ananias
ku ngeri gye yayitamu omutume Paul,
on the way he called the apostle Paul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Era n'amubatiza.
And he baptized him.
Ala ati nange nina.
Now me too I have.
Era Katonda gwe yabikulira ebyambitibwa okukola.
One God revealed two things he called me to do.
Oyo Mukama gye yantuma okunjatuza obulokozi.
Him is one God sent me that he makes me confess salvation.
Era eyo gye bambatiriza.
And right there is where I was baptized from. Yes.
Ayitibwa omusumba Samuel Kityo.
He is called Pastor Samuel Kityo.
Awamu n'omusumba Dennis Ogwang.
And the Pastor Dennis Ogwang.
Bali Rugazi.
They are right at Rugazi.
Bamanye ebyokwolesebwa we byatandika byonna.
They know of the visions, how they all began.
Era Katonda engeri gye yasomesangamu ebyobulokozi.
And the way God taught me things of salvation.
Nengenda ne mbibabuulira.
And I went told them to them.
Nengeri gye balina okunjatuzaamu obulokozi.
The way they have to make me confess salvation.
Nengeri gye balina okumbatizaamu.
And the way they have to baptize me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kakati.
Now.
So nkugambe nino omusumba yanja tuzobulokozi.
I'm sorry, there's a pastor who made me confess salvation.
Era bambatiza.
And those who baptized me.
Omusumba Kityo Samuel.
Pastor Kityo Samuel.
Awamu n'omusumba assistant we.
And his assistant.
Musumba Dennis Ogwang.
Pastor Dennis Ogwang.
Berugazi kucharuche wa femubiri.
They are right at Lugazi at our home village. The village is called Sagazi. Near Mabira Forest.
River Nile.
As you head on towards River Nile. Now those are ones who did the role of Ananias.
Because
as God began taking me in the heavenly journey, He first explained to me salvation. Salvation invaluable. And He explained me about getting born again. To getting born again in the rivers of waters flowing. Still I went explain to them one by one. Now they told me, make me confess salvation. The salvation told me was this and this. And I said, where did you study it from? There passed 2 months. I went back, explained to him baptism and getting born again. And he wondered. Told his assistant called Pastor Dennis Ogwang, we have nothing which can stop him being baptized.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Aboruganda.
So, brethren, many times people, when they, you hear them speak, at least you first come and ask. The ministry led by Pastor Chitio Samuel and the Pastor Ogwang Dennis,
it was Harvest Ministries.
It is called Harvest Ministries. It's found at Lugazi.
On
the area called Sagazi. Near Mabira Forest. As you head on to the River Nile. That the Austrian men came seeking for. The men of the Austrian vision. On the nation Uganda. We are seeking for man like Elijah. It's like Moses. Like the hearer of the throne of David. And they say he's right near the River Nile.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, oyo naye bwatu bwali.
So he, that's the way he is.
Abonawo bakora boba nyunyura byakwolesebwa.
Those were explained things of the vision.
Erabya nabanyunyura babibuzanga mukama.
And when I explained to them, they inquired of it from the Lord. And God approved, it is me. It is me who teaches him those. It is me who shows him those. Now, perhaps you know nothing about me. I speak to people out in the village.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Perhaps you two have been asked.
Met
this man along the way. And you want to return in the words. You say, but where did he come from? How did he get saved? At least you have a crew.
Karate.
Now again, we have others who have had elevated words as they are. Yes. Where there is Pastor Isakal.
Elisa
Kakoza.
Bonga baulide bulizi,
and they have just heard.
Gatuba singanye baweereza.
And we've met them in ministry.
Bo atenga balingango mutume Peter,
and them are like Apostle Peter.
We recommendinga mutume Paul.
When he recommended Apostle Paul.
Na gambe bigambo byawe ebyawebo mutume Paul.
Said the words given Apostle Paul.
Abambe banyola abatali banywevu.
People who are not stable, they twist. And them
they are the same ones.
Now look at you things you fight. This ministry is not this one beginning
in Papua,
in those small houses of the village.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are in 2 Peter chapter 3.
Petero ekyokubiri esuli yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'15.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
Era mulowoozenga ng'okunkumiikiriza kwa Mukama waffe bwe bulokozi. Era nga muganda waffe omwagalwa Pawulo mu magezi ge yaweebwa bwe yabawandiikira.
And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you.
Verse
16.
Era nga mu bbaluwa ze zonna ng'ayogera ku ebyo mu zo omuli ebimu ebizibu okutegeera abatamanyi n'abatali banywevu bye banyoola era nga n'ebyawandiikibwa ebirala olw'okuzikirira kwabwe bo.
As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable twist, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Yes.
But
I told you there are people like the Apostle Peter. Them were already in ministry. And the Apostle Paul was sent.
And
did move with Jesus that he taught him.
He
speaks of the gospel of salvation. Apostle Peter recommended him to his colleagues. He said, maybe to say if you are unstable,
those unlearned
well of gospel of salvation,
and
those not stable, they eventually twist those words. That apostle said,
we
do not have our spiritual father.
No.
I didn't say
you
don't have your spiritual father. I said our spiritual father is one is in heaven.
And the rest,
they begot us in the gospel or in Christ. They are ones on this earth.
Now,
those not stable. Those not learned in the deep gospel of salvation, that they twist. Now we have those again. Who had, as I said, these are great words. Where there's Pastor Isakal.
Elisa Kakoza.
Chichusa. At Chichusa. Right, Ruwero Chichusa.
Where is
the ministry?
Jesus at work.
It's called Jesus at work.
Yes, wakola.
Jesus is at work.
Oyo.
Him.
Yareta abasumba okuvamu muri jonizo na za Uganda.
Pastors from all regions of Uganda. And they came here.
Bonamanyaga wetugarina anu bachika.
All of them, we have their names. They came at this place. And they became ambassadors in all the regions. Them too commended us. What are you speaking of out there?
But bishop,
the bishops, as their honors are out there,
in
their responsibilities, how they are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kati tuluuza anti tulibaru muchita mtie.
Now don't you think we are just we just came to be there? No.
Tulina recommender ne bali commenders.
We have recommender and many other recommenders.
Tulina ne basan of encouragement.
We even have sons of encouragement.
Nabonga we bali baga nedda chigende maso.
Let's move forward.
Them to fall in
all these recommenders.
Omanyi omutumwa ono Barunaba.
You know this apostle Barnabas.
Omanyi tulina ne nomusumba Barnabas wano.
You know we also have Pastor Barnabas
wa Kampala region.
Of the Kampala region.
Waliyo omuku.
There is one of those encourage us that that is the olden gospel we have ever had. That is it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And also
the sons of encouragement.
The right hand of fellowship.
They are ones who give the right hand of fellowship to us. Let's read over here.
Ebikola by'abatume esuli yokuna n'olunyiro situmu omukaaga.
Acts chapter 4 verse 36.
Ne Yusufu abatume gwe bayita Barunaba okutegeezebwa kwaliyo nti mwana wa kuzzaamu maanyi omuleevi eyazaalibwa Kupulo.
And Joseph who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of encouragement, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus. Yes. Those two are there, the sons of encouragement. Apostles, initially when they refused, will come the Apostle Paul. This Barnabas will come him.
The gospel
I had it approved introduced to the apostles. But here we have the Pastor Barnabas who takes over Kampala region,
who
introduced us to all the pastors around. Even now when I call him, we need to hear
him.
He's just already arrived here. Though I've not yet become old, but they called me old man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, over Uganda.
So, brother, I wanted to tell you this today. Because when you heard stories and the people speaking, and you wanted to faith thinking,
we
just end here where we sit. We are beyond this boundary. And you think to clothe what you clothe. Maybe you want to lose your positions. Here where we sit in the summary. There are honorable government people. They are army officers. People seated here. They are people who have been selected. This is not ordinary. Here are doctors, engineers. You see few people enter in here, but selected people. That's the generals. You try it again. But we left you and you tried to do games around the village. They are selected people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is good that they stopped, that we don't give the testimony for that. You would have understood them from there. Me, I'm this one. You, if you want to know that that is the way it is, you who put us in prison, did you find us there? You know what time we came from that cell? And
do
you know who took us out of there? Let's move forward. But in another way, ended on the recommenders briefly. Now your recommender may not be your father in the gospel. For he finds you already with it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You can have a father in the gospel. Any person called father in the gospel. Or in Christ Jesus.
Is
the person who begins that gospel in your life, that you are going to move forward to many others. Now, me, the question is, who gave me the gospel I'm teaching others? My father in the gospel is not a human being. It is God the Father. The word we know as the Son Jesus Christ. And is the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul, even though he became father of many people in the gospel and in Christ Jesus, but him had no a father in the gospel among humans. Yes. And when he writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 4,
he said
he became father of many in Christ or in the gospel. But himself in explaining, he said, the gospel he has was not given to him by man, but in the vision of our Lord Jesus. That is what I tell you. There are many people having fathers in the gospel or fathers in Christ. But me, I do not have. Right from humans, but the Father himself, God the Father, God the Word, not the Son Jesus Christ,
even
God the Holy Spirit,
not
a spirit of the Lord. Let's read, we see.
1
Corinthians chapter 4 verse 14.
Ebyo sibiwandika kuba kwa Sansoni. Wabula okubabuulirira ng'abaana bange abaagalwa.
I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you.
Olinyole 15.
Verse 15.
Kuba newankubadde nga mulina abayigiriza 10 mu Kristo, naye temulina bakitammwe bangi. Kubanga nze nabazaza enjiri mu Kristo Yesu.
For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. Yes. He begot them through the gospel.
In
Christ Jesus our Lord. It means he appears the author of that gospel in your life.
Enjiri. Knowledge of God International Ministries.
The gospel of full knowledge of God International Ministries. In spearheading campaign of doing revival and restoration of all things. God is worldwide call. Blessing in Africa, Uganda.
It
has not any other person who taught it to me among the children of men.
eranze nsobola ofuuka taata wo mu njiri
eyo me I can become your father in the gospel
nawe ogijje kunze
for you to you've gotten it from me
nzaji kuzaddemu
it's be God's net
in you Yesu mukama wa
in Christ Jesus our Lord
naye kibuzo kiri nzaatani yajimba
the question is me who gave it to me
erago wajulira mu bana b'abantu ani
and you whom did you hear it among children of men
kuyonanga bojulira mufuno lichi
all as you hear it in full knowledge
ndaga eyajimba
show me who gave it to me among children of men
nange nakulaga
me too I will show you
katonda
chitafu that it is God the Father
ye mukama wafe Yesu Kristo
is our Lord Jesus Christ
ye moyo mutuku
it is the Holy Spirit
kubango bango wakana karondetele chitange munjili
I should then bring me my father in that gospel
Wanji,
are we together?
Una mundetira.
Will you bring that person?
Bagadati yesulesoka.
In Galatians chapter 1.
Ayogeranga agamba bwali.
He speaks as he says this.
Abagalatia esulesoka nolunyiriri ole 10 olumo.
Galatians chapter 1 verse 11.
Kubanga mbategeza aboluganda tenyiriye yabulirwanze si yabantu.
But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man.
It
was not gotten from any person.
There
is no person he met except God. That is what is on me. You are righteous and you think it's pride. Bring me and a person who gave it to me. Because those of miracle, what they preach, they got them from miracle. Even those of victory. But what I explain all the recommenders we've heard of above. Them too hard. And they say this is truth. But they are not ones who told them to me. Neither those who made me confess salvation. Neither those who made me baptize me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Abagalatia esule soka nolunyiriri ole 12.
Galatians chapter 1 verse 12.
Kubanga nange sajiwe bwa muntu. So siigirize bwanga. Wabula mukubikulirwa kwa Yesu Kristo.
For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Yes. He said, friends.
Bino sabiwe bwa. Sabiwe
bwa. I were not given it by man. But in the revelation of Jesus Christ. And always I tell you that all were revealed in the heavenly journey. In the 7-year heavenly biblical journey. From the year 2005 up to 2011. In series of the visions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration.
Azotals.
Or you call it teleportation.
Samim.
Famim.
Video call ya Katonda.
Or you call it the video call of God.
Okuri ne Urim.
Including Urim.
Yite audio call ya Katonda.
Call it the audio call of God.
Yonamwe byabikulirwa.
All we have revealed through that. Now, who is the Father in the Gospel?
It
is God the Father who prepared the heavenly journey. Even the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit,
what
we call Spirit of the Lord. That's why you see that Apostle Paul,
he
reaches in the third heaven. All those who spoken of them here move the journey.
It
what resume here unto the third heaven. And told me those things among children of men. Why did he not first explain them to you before I came? For when he speaks 2 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 1 to 2, he says this.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri esule ye 12 n'olunyiri olusooka.
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 1.
Kinwanidde okwenyumiriza newankubadde nga tekusaana. Naye kangende mukolesebwa n'okubikulira kwa Mukama waffe.
It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Yes. He says, I'm not worthy to boast. But I can boast in the vision of the Lord. In the vision and revelation.
That
he got many revelations. Just as it never ends. Not
matter
too. That he ends as a limit. God who is unnamed reveals.
He
refuses to reveal things not required of men to utter. But he tells them to
for
humans cannot handle them, him alone can reveal them to you. And the gospel you hear it surpasses the usual human wisdom.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 1.
Manya omuntu mu Kristo eyakamala emyaka 14 oba mubiri simanyi oba watali mubiri simanyi Katonda amanyi okutwalibwa omuntu ali bwatyo mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. Yes.
Yeah.
Up to the third heaven. This time it took us,
so
we passed the third to above the heavens. To reaching the beginning and the end. Before creation happened. Unto all the new heavens and the new earth. And we pass the new heaven, the new earth. Enter the everlasting of God. Among children of men, who can explain those? Me, I have no man who sat me to explain those. Among children of men, there is none.
All
I tell you always. All of full knowledge of God in the national ministries.
Spearheading
campaign of doing revival and restoration of all things. God is worldwide call. Basing in Africa, Uganda. All they came from God the Father. And unto the Son. And unto the Holy Spirit. When they sent thousands of angels to lead in that journey. Now, among children of men, no one begots me in the gospel. Not to boast of that. Even the gospel given me, it's not of the village level,
it
never ends on the city level. It's the worldwide gospel. It's the gospel of the worldwide call. If there is anyone who ever had it, still I would have gotten it from him. For the Apostle Paul, when he was being given the gospel of the Gentiles, no one had been given it before. Amongst them, for Apostle Peter, given the gospel to the Israelites, ends only the Israelites.
When
he went to preach to the Gentiles, they stone him. God called Apostle Paul, gave him the gospel of all nations.
Kitegeeza mu baana b'abantu tewaliwo yali agenda mumusengekera njiri y'amawanga kubanga gwe obulira yalevu yawo ku kyalo
kyewa
oba ku kibuga kyewamuawo ffe tuweereddwa ebintu byansiyonna si kwenyumiriza naye tuwulire bwe twogera ne bwe tutanula okusaba tetusaba byaffe byakulya tusaba okuva ku
nzomunetusabira
funolinetusabira ekkanisa mu ugandanetusabira uganda eyitibwa ku lwamawanga
netusabira
ekkanisa mu nsi yonna netusabira ensi yonna tetusaba bintu ebyobuntuntu obwo bwe musaba oba okukyalo kyomu ne mukatawuni
k'ewamwe
kubanga enjiri yatuweebwa nenteekateeka ze tulina zisukkaawo era abatuulira eno gye tuli tuli mu kwetegekera bya nsi yonna okusinira ku njiri
eyatuweebwa
era teweewuunya butapapa.
Halleluya. Halleluya.
Amen.
Bagalatia esula esooka
Galatians chapter 1
Verse 7.
Galatians chapter 2, verse
7. Naye nga nateresebwa enjiri eyaba abatali bakomole, nga Petero eyaba komole.
But on the contrary, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. Verse
8.
For he that worked effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me towards the Gentiles. Yes. The other ordered him
gave
him the gospel of the circumcised. The Israelites only.
Mudume Paulo bwe yamuyita
Apostle Paul when he called him
yamuwa eri Abaisiraeli
even for the Israelites
neri abawanga gonna
for all other nations
nga bwe nsobola obulira e Uganda
as I can preach in Uganda
nontu wala mu America ne mbulira bulungi nyo ne bakwatibwako nga kyekyo
preach well and they are touched and that is it
bwe n'obulira Uganda ne basanyuka
and you preach in Uganda they rejoice
mu America naga
go in America and they wonder what you're talking
we unya nga tulina mafuta gekyo
you wonder you don't have anointing of that.
Kati webuuza ekibuuzo.
Ask yourself a question.
Tikakati mutume Peter yali atwala abatume 12.
Apostle Peter who took over 12 disciples.
Naba muwadde enjiri ya Abaisiraeli.
Even the gospel with the Israelites only.
Abamanyi bwanga abakomole.
Was known as the circumcised.
Bandi furumye batya erife.
How would they have moved
abamawanga amalala?
Onto us of other nations.
Mukama Katonda kya vaito mutume Paulo.
That's why the Lord God called Apostle Paul.
Namwe yigiririze enjiri.
Taught
him
the gospel of all the nations unto Israel and all the nations.
Acts 9
told
that Ananias,
this one be vessel carry my secrets to the Israelites and to all nations. I want to tell you, you our fellow ministers, in the gospel of salvation,
mutegeere ebintu bino.
Understand these things.
Oli bw'aba abuulira enjiri esukka ku kyalo.
If someone preach a gospel beyond the village,
togamba nti si ye enjiri.
Don't you say that that is not the gospel?
Levu ye baya ku kyalo.
Your level is of village.
Nga osobola okunnyonnyola.
And there are ones you can explain that village.
Waliwo ababuulira town.
There are those who preach to the town level. There are those who preach to cities. There are those who preach to states. There are
those country nanga so
preach to the entire country and the country.
Na Uganda bora
as Uganda
walwa abulira East Africa
ne ulira East Africa
walwa abulira Africa
also preach to Africa
walwa abulira continents ezenja
ulo preach to different continents
eranga mwanga gachu sima
and the nations are changed.
But those who explain to the village, and they understand
it's not the way they explain to those in the city. And if the gospel is limited, it's limited like that.
You'll
preach the gospel and it rotates so much on farming. Others, we can preach on every other thing in the entire heavens and earth. We too, it's not us who gave ourselves the ability. But the Apostle Paul said, by the Holy Spirit, we cannot say that it's by our sufficiency, but from God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5.
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Verse 6. Who also has made us able ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Yes.
He should
have given them that ministration. Now, what is on me, brethren? It's not all of us what we get.
Most
people have their fathers in the gospel among children of men. But me, I will not deceive you. For you will ask me of that person, I can't tell you it's this one. I show you who. They explain you where I end. And they take you on.
They
are ones who gave me, they can add on what I've finished to and where I've ended.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is not to boost, but I wanted you to understand. For you have people who ask you.
At times
you ask yourself.
It's
not that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But all these, more of this, anytime you see there is revelation which is beyond the evangelists and the preachers of the gospel there, but it explains as that gospel is in the depth, they know that involves the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you cannot
get off,
but they go deep and far.
That
Jesus explained the 12 disciples.
But
I have much to tell you, but
there's
no space in you. You do not have space enough. But when the Spirit will have come,
he
will reveal to you
all
the truth, even things to
come.
When he came,
reaching
the 12 disciples, the Spirit came
from
Apostle Paul, revealed all the others. That's why Apostle Peter said,
even
that we have passed through in the summary, Apostle Paul wrote of them in wisdom God gave him. Those not landed and
stable,
they twist for the destruction. They twist other scriptures. Apostle Paul was the one twisting. Those
who
had been caught and they had a small revelation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why our Lord spoke like this. In the John chapter 16,
12
to
15,
he says like this. John chapter 16, from verse
12.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Verse 13.
Nebo ali joyo omoyo wa mazima. Anabarunga mianga mazima gona. Kubanga tayo gedenga kububwe yeka. Nebyo na byana uliranga byana yogeranga. Yana babu uliranga vigendo kuja.
But when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Have you heard very well?
The Bible
is in the John 16, verse 12 or 14. I had much to tell you, but you don't have space for them. But when the Spirit will come, he will guide you in all truth.
We
shall not speak what he wants, but whatsoever he shall hear,
that
shall he say and speak to you and reveal to you things to come.
The
apostles waited for him. Remember, in these issues, the Father is going to be involved. Let's read verse 14, you see, in verse 15.
Yokana esule yekomina mukaga nolunyiriri olwe 14.
John chapter 16 verse 14.
Oyanangulumiza nganze kubanga natolanga kubyange nababulira mmwe.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you.
Olunyore 15.
Verse 15.
Benabyo nechitange byali nabyo bye byange. Chemvude ngamba nti anatolanga kubyange nababulira mmwe.
All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Yes.
And
upon which you will see that the Spirit has come reveal those things. All his speak will remain glorifying me. And they glorify Jesus. And
say
the other, the Father will be knowing it. Father has the a mind.
I say
you take from mine and tell them to you. Now they come wait for him.
The
Spirit come in the Acts 2. They wait for revelation. And did it appear? As they heard it, it's in Apostle Paul. You know why? Because Apostle Paul got determined to leave every rubbish.
Pharisees
and everything he was into.
He
claims himself to be a vessel worthy. In the end, telling them, God already commanded light of
knowledge
to shine in darkness. That treasure he already put in this vessel of clay. He waited it where else? I would have spoken much that point. And he wrote saying,
the
words you had in the many witnesses,
commit
them to faithful people who will teach them to us. That is what I've been doing all this time. And I thank you of being faithful. And I commit you words and the great revelation.
And when you
speak out there in the people or in the many, our fellow ministers, you are special. And most they say, people of their of great revelation. After they ask us the Father in that gospel. So in the real truth, I do not have my Father in the gospel come from children of men. In the gospel of knowledge of God, international ministries. The gospel of campaign and do. Revival and restoration of all things. God is worldwide call. Basing in Africa, Uganda. All of that gospel of salvation in its fullness. All it's the Father who did this. The Father decided to fulfill his olden promise. In Luke chapter 8, verse 16 up to
17,
he promised to everything you never knew. Everything which was his, he was to reveal it. That is what he did in the heavenly journey. Everything. That's why we are called full knowledge of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read this Luke as we finish.
Luke chapter
8, verse
16.
No man, when he has lightened a lamp, covers it with a vessel, or puts it under a bed, but sets it on the lampstand, that they who enter in may see the light. Yes.
Don't
light a lamp, put it under the vessel.
But
when the lampstand, those who enter will be enlightened. If you see, you get enlightened as today. There is the lamp of knowledge,
of
vision and revelation that God has put before you. Right now, this time, this one is beyond that you think of. For it's there to reveal whatever you never knew. Every secret thing which was hid. Let's read we hear. Luke chapter 8, verse
17.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come to light. That you wanted God to fulfill it when? Nothing secret. When we speak of things sacred,
Deuteronomy 29:29
said the sacred things belong to God. He said nothing secret which will not be revealed. Everything concerned God. He owned
secrets.
He was to reveal and manifest them. That's why he moved with the heavenly journey. The heavenly biblical journey. For 7 years. From 2005 to 2011. Sailings of the spiritual transports. The journey moved from planet Earth. As we study everything on this earth,
Bible,
as we go there to see it, how it is. We went to other 9 planets, studying in the Bible, everything there, and we went to see how they are.
We
headed to kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars. As we read, go to see all and to see of hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, that found in the kingdom of the stars. And we saw of principalities, the main base of the devils in the kingdom of the stars, besides the 2 which are on this earth. And we move to the heaven, the blue heaven you see, that God last created, that called the first created heaven, which makes up this rim below.
It
passed, moved to the rim above. We found the first created heaven and the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones.
Many
things in there we studied as we saw. That's why that we explained in the Bible. We pass through to second created heaven, the rim above. In the middle of it are 4 living creatures,
toward
the spirits of all creations, given different bodies on the earth. In the two great mountains of brass, which both mountains and hills, where there is different form of music, all fullness of that heaven, as we've come studied it. The third heaven, the rim above, in the middle of it is the throne of God, surrounded by 24 elders. In that heaven, it's filled of the paradise of God.
Fullness
made of the paradise of God. Many things concern it as we are to begin in the third week of this month. We shall be entering the third heaven. Beyond there went above all the heavens at the beginning and the end, before creation happened. And there
is
where we find the entire new heavens and the new earth. As we read, we went to see, to reveal everything which was there.
The
entire new unending heavens, new heavens. We went up to the everlasting. God the Father, where is called the everlasting Father, everlasting God. He began, and God the Word is still in him, and the Holy Spirit, till they manifested from him. When they ask you, where did God come from? Tell them he came from the everlasting. If one asks you that before everlasting was there, what was there? Ask him, do you know what everlasting means? It means something which never ends. It has not a beginning, not an end.
Everlasting.
It is everlasting. It is everlasting. I know God from his everlasting to here where we are.
Oyo,
him, he is my father in the gospel. And is my spiritual father. Still, he is your spiritual father.
Oyo,
him. He's my father and my spiritual father.
He
is your spiritual father. He's one who formed our spirit. That's why he's called their father.
None
of children of men has formed our spirits. In Isaiah 64, verse 8 is spoken of like this. That's why he's called our spiritual father. Father in the spirit. Isaiah 64:8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. And we all are the work of your hands. Yes. And you, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter.
You
formed our spirits. Let's call it our spiritual Father. And in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9, he says this. Hebrews chapter 12, verse
9. Furthermore,
we have had fathers of our flesh who corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Yes.
Yeah, it was
called the spiritual father. Father of spirits. Among children of men, who be God's spirits, that he appears our spiritual father.
People are here that
they are our fathers in the Lord.
Mutia.
How? And how did you begot us in the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why the other is called Father of our spirits is the one who formed them. But you. I don't know how born again stuck in things of religion.
Even to be our fathers.
Things of those fathers. And
you
didn't differentiate these three things. One who recommends in the gospel. One who begot in the gospel. Or in Christ Jesus. Father, your spiritual father. Father of all spirits. For in the Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7, he said, let's see whether spirits go to your pastor who formed them and gave them. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse
7.
Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Yes. Who gave
Katonda.
The spirit? It is God.
It's
where it returns to. Does it return to apostle? That the father, your spiritual father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've begun telling you Isaiah 64 verse 8. We ourselves one room in the Holy Spirit that all Lord, you are father.
Nafi.
We too. Will are the clay. You are the potter. What did he form? Hebrews 12:9
says,
the father of our spirits, those he formed. Ecclesiastes 12 was given in
prose,
verse 7, that this body,
gospel
of fathers of bodies, it goes back to the dust.
But
the spirit go back to God who gave it. Our Lord Jesus left saying, don't you have any other father on the earth?
So maybe
not of this body, but the father of spirits. Don't they get another? For is one who is in heaven. Only one.
Now,
others, where did you get them from? They're called the spiritual fathers. What does that mean?
What
you speak of, maybe what you speak, you don't understand well. When they say spirit, your father, then he begot your spirit. And he manifested it. Let's read Matthew 23, verse 9. Matthew chapter 23, verse
9.
And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father who is in heaven. Yes. Now you think our Lord Jesus was mad? Don't call any man on the earth your father, because your father is one.
Different
this father of our bodies, father of our spirits is one. Our father in heaven. Now those who blaspheme.
as
they're used by Satan. The brethren, the Catholics,
came
out
to
say, "You call us Father."
They refused us
that, what, that they command us to do the same. And they are our fathers in the Lord.
Baba,
and they born again in the correction.
But
so bad to correct poopoo. And they find you trying to filter popo.
And
he said the others are fathers. We
are
added on spiritual father.
That's
to filter popo. I don't know what you want from it. Filter what you expect to get, I wonder.
And
if they find you on that,
maybe you
are on the mission of protruding that stomach of yours. But in this world there are things.
The
Holy Spirit proved in Ephesians 4 verse 6 as I finished in the summary
that
God is one. He's the Father of all. What else do you want?
Me
Ephesians, we end there. Many things I can speak.
Abefeso isuri yokuna dorunyiriri oromukaga.
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6.
Katondo mu kitawi wabonna ali waguru wabyonna aita mu byonna era ali mu mwemwenna.
One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
You get to where do you put this one now?
He is above all.
Bamaliza batugambye
bugambye. And then telling us, pray Father in heaven.
Kati omara sa kina wali
mu pray Father in heaven.
I don't know get it.
Put your spiritual father on this earth.
Why did you ogende radala?
Why do you rather go
there? Ngamba kitanga ali
tell my father on the earth.
No choose Sarah your
name. And you change all the prayer. Which was Father in heaven, since you are on the earth.
Yes,
in this world there are things.
But we
commanded life filled with knowledge. Child in the darkness.
It's
got the light from the whole truth. Thank you, God the Father. Thank you, God the Word.
But we know
Son Jesus Christ. Defend the Holy Spirit.
With
the great revelation which came from your throne. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Don't know
how we have moved in the darkness of the world. Darkness of
ignorance.
We have been bad
moved.
But it helped us.
us. And you have helped us, Lord. Not us. Not us, O Lord. But you. The supernatural wisdom of understanding have helped us. Thank you, O Father. Above the heavens. God, the oneness of God. Is in the sad heaven. Everywhere.
And
we must say, the Southern of angels, we thank you
for this
service today.
In the
name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
What is for you? Take your seats. Wait for bishops to send us from here. Even tomorrow we're here.